Hello, Nashville. This is Business As Usual. My name is Bailey, and I'm the adult librarian at the Donaldson branch.
And I'm Corey. I'm the manager at the Goodlettsville branch.
And we're here with Tahita Mateen, public affairs specialist of SBA's Office of Disaster Recovery. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for being on the show with us today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to start us off. Tell us about yourself and what you do at SBA.
Yes. So again, name is Tahita Mateen. I'm a public affairs specialist for the U.S. Small Business Administration, or SBA, Disaster Recovery and Resilience Office. And our job is basically when there are natural disasters, we travel to locations all over the U.S. To make sure that people understand what's available to them through our federal program.
Fantastic. Yeah. So what is the SBA's Office of Disaster Recovery and Resilience, and could you tell us about the office's history?
Yes, of course. So a lot of people, don't understand that SBA does have a disaster recovery part to their program.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And we are actually activated. The disaster recovery program, disaster loan, is activated during natural disasters. So, everybody knows the steady state SBA, but our disaster office, we come in, just like I just said, when there's national declared disasters. So we come in to make sure that people have that information. The Office of Disaster Recovery, we have been around since 1953, just with the SBA, the steady state SBA program. So it's a longstanding program, and we're proud of, how we can serve communities who have been affected by natural disasters.
Yeah. And with that, can you explain the importance of businesses seeking mitigation and preparedness measures during disasters?
Absolutely. So, these disasters are coming more often, and mm-hmm. they are coming, more damaging. Yep. So we want to make sure that those businesses and those homeowners understand that the SBA's disaster recovery program, we have a part to this program that helps them with mitigation. What is mitigation? Mitigation is just to make those structures stronger, more resilient for future disasters. So whether that is a home that's been flooded several times, they can use funds to lift their structure. They can use that for a sump pump or hurricane-proof windows, mm-hmm. no matter if it was a tornado, for to grade their driveway to get the flooding waters to move a certain way, if they so choose. So those options are available through the SBA's Disaster Recovery Program, and we just want to make sure that those businesses and those homeowners understand that they can make their structures a little bit safer for those storms that are coming, quicker and quicker, as we've noticed in the past several years.
Yeah. The first time I met you was a couple of years ago whenever, mm-hmm. A tornado came through. And I know you're in the area right now because of another natural disaster that's happened. So they do happen, unfortunately, all the time these days.
Yeah. I mean, this one that we are here for, it was April and also a February.
Oh,
so
wow.
There was two incidents that happened. A couple areas was a little bit more damaged than others. But the effect and the damages in April and February when these incidents did happen, it did, it was enough damage to where the state would ask for SBA's Disaster Recovery Office to be here.
So, and that brings us to sort of next question. How is the Office of Disaster Recovery activated?
Yes. Yeah, so I think I kind of, went ahead of myself.
Yeah.
But we are activated when the governor of the state, something happens in the state, and then the governor says, hey, we need a team here to assess the damage. Yeah. And so our federal partners, FEMA and the state emergency managers, we go in and we start to look at these areas to see, is this area, is it enough damage for us to be here for a presidential declaration? Is it enough damage just for SBA to be here? And so oftentimes when we're doing those assessments, that's when we find out the level of damage and is it going to be a presidential declaration or just an agency declaration. Mm-hmm. So the beauty of SBA's disaster program is that we can help those states by ourselves. So we can go in just SBA disaster recovery only without our federal partners being in those centers or being set up or being activated. So it's the beauty of, our agency really is that it's really flexible in helping those communities who may not meet a threshold for a presidential declaration.
Right.
then they will request for SBA to come in only and offer the community low-interest disaster loans, which is, by the way, the largest source of federal funding in disasters is our SBA loans to communities.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. That's very cool.
Yep.
And what type of assistances are offered by the Office of Disaster Recovery when it is activated?
Yes, of course. So we are not only here to help businesses during disasters. What is activated? Homeowners and renters, nonprofit, private organizations can apply as well. So we tell people, like, when we get to these places, people think the Small Business Administration. I mean, it says it right there, Small Business Administration. But in times of disasters, we can help homeowners, renters, nonprofit and private organizations as well.
Right. Not just business.
Exactly. And not just with their physical damages. We can help businesses with working capital as well. We'll get into that a little bit later. Yeah. But homeowners can apply for their structure to replace their home or their personal property. And renters can even apply for their personal property. And that includes automobiles as well.
Cool.
Yeah, so the program is very robust,
right.
And a lot of times in these disasters, even renters just automatically think that they're just not, you know, they're not eligible for anything, but they are.
Mm-hmm. This is broad enough to help tons of people.
Yes, yes.
What is the difference between economic injury disaster loans and physical disaster business loans?
That is a great question, and we get this a lot. So business owners, nonprofit, private organizations, during disasters, they are eligible for two types of disaster loans through SBA. Physical part, and I always say these are like damages you can see. So the roof is gone, the flooding, the windows are busted out, the signs are gone. Physical damages. But also, if their building is in pristine shape, they can apply for working capital through SBA disaster loan. So what does that mean? That just means that they don't have to have any physical damages visible. Okay. But sometimes your shop or your beauty supply store, whatever it may be, has to close because your customers are dealing with physical damages. So you're losing money daily. You're not getting the people. Maybe the street that you were on was flooded. You're not getting the traffic. The city has blocked off the street, so you have to close your door. So even though your business has no physical damage, you can still apply for that working capital, and that's the economic injury disaster loan. So when the SBA's economic injury disaster loan really came popular, so to speak, is during COVID.
Okay.
So COVID, there was no physical, nothing physical going on, but it was all working capital. And that's the same thing that we can help during disasters.
How did supply chains, do they factor in at all?
Yes, exactly. So whatever counties are declared in a declaration, SBA's disaster office, we handle those adjacent counties only for businesses. So if we're sitting right now in Davidson County, a neighboring county that was not declared, a physical county, so no physical damages were in there, those businesses can apply for working capital. So when we're in disasters, there may be a couple counties declared, but we also work in those touching counties for businesses because of that supply chain. There are some businesses who get some of their customers coming from a county that was declared, they're not getting their customers. I do hair. I cut hair, and the owner to the building had to shut down, the building for physical damages. But I just work there, and I own my own business within that business, I'm losing my clients. So, it's a robust program, and it is a lot of advantages for those disaster survivors.
Yeah, cool. Great
businesses and individuals.
What is one piece of advice you'd give to someone starting out as an entrepreneur or small business owner?
I would say to locate your resource partners in the area and let them help you with your marketing plan, technical assistance, your business plan, any other funding sources. Mm-hmm. We're not the only funding source.
Yeah.
And definitely just in disasters, you know, our office, we come in areas and then we leave. But as a steady state program, we have our SBA offices. We have our SBDC offices, the Small Business Development Centers. We have our Veterans Business Outreach Centers.
Sure.
They're all powered by SBA's funding.
Mm-hmm.
So I would advise a business owner to reach out to them year round. Don't wait for us to get here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because when we get here and you're a business owner and you have to submit an application, we may ask for your marketing plan, your liability statements, your bank statements, and those resource partners like the SBA and the SBDCs and the Veterans Business, they're going to help you get those things together and be prepared for either a disaster or a non-disaster.
Right.
But my advice is to reach out to those free services that are there and available for you.
One last question for you. So what's the best way for someone to find out more about SBA's Office of Disaster Recovery and stay up to date on when the office is deployed?
Yes. So the easiest way is to go to sba.gov/disaster. And for any other program information, just go to sba.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And you,
just
go to sba.gov, simple, easy. But for those people who would like to apply, you can apply for a disaster loan at sba.gov/disaster. But to find out more information about the program, about disaster program, just go to sba.gov. We'll just keep it simple like that.
Cool. Right. Love simple.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add?
I just want to add for those business owners, keep in mind that during disasters, there's about 25% of businesses that do not reopen.
Wow. That's a big.
It's a big number. Yeah. So our job is to make sure that they have the tools that they need to not only come back after a disaster, but to year round to make sure that their preparedness is in check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Reach out, look at the, again, resource partners, go to sba.gov and just finger through everything. Most of what the resource partners, the technical assistance, the training is going to be free.
Yeah.
So I would rather have free
right.
and reach out to those partners right, than have to pay anything back. But the disaster loan program is very, very favorable to survivors mm-hmm, that are
sure.
going through things. Obviously, we can't choose if we're going to get, you know, hit by a tornado or a hurricane or winds or whatever it may be. But yeah, we are here to help businesses, homeowners, renters, and everyone recover.
Everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. Very awesome. Thank you so much, Tahita, for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Again, my name is Bailey, and I am with
Corey.
Tahita, one more time, thank you again for coming on and answering all our questions. Nashville, this has been business as usual. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.